Part 2. You will hear two students, Bella and Tom, discussing an article they have read about a woman astronaut. For questions 1 to 5, decide whether the following statements are true or false.
That was a really interesting article the tutor recommended about Ellen Ochoa, wasn't it, Bella?
It certainly was, Tom. I used to dream of going into space when I was a kid. Though I know now I wouldn't be the right kind of person for the job.
But surely they need all sorts of different types of people.
I'm not sure about that. I'd get too panicky if there were problems, I think. Anyway, I found it particularly interesting to read about a space woman. There aren't too many of those around.
You're right there.
Anyway, I'm sure they'd be just as able as men to cope with all the challenges of the job. The article certainly suggests that Ellen was something special, the way she defied all the odds in her determination to do what she'd wanted to do ever since she was small. What I liked best were the sections which quoted her. I thought she was amazingly good at conveying what it was like to go into space.
True. And she's also obviously a very talented scientist.
Yes, she did amazing work. And I think she sounds as if she must have been a wonderful colleague for the others in her team.
Absolutely, Bella. I also found the article interesting in what it said about the requirements for becoming an astronaut. I knew you'd have to have done loads of flight hours as an ordinary aircraft pilot, of course. And I suppose it's not that surprising they want people who are good at sport and who aren't either too small or too tall.
Well, I was surprised, Tom, that being shorter than the average was not acceptable. I wouldn't have expected that to be an issue. But I never imagined that you needed to have a postgraduate degree. I don't think I even realised you had to be a graduate.
Me neither. I never imagined that. Anyway, she does have an interesting life, doesn't she?
Yes, Tom, I know. Imagine walking in space and having to work inside and outside the capsule when you're weightless.
Yes, that must be extraordinary. For me, I think the most interesting bit would be having to deal with all the little unexpected problems that arise. Having to sort things out within your little team. That must be amazing.
Yes, it must. But I was particularly intrigued by her account of the role she sometimes has as one of the people on Earth who are in control of the mission. You know, when she helps them communicate with other astronauts in space. I thought that sounded really fascinating. Being the one person present on the ground who really understands what life is like for the space crew. She must be able to make things go much more smoothly. Anyway, all in all, I thought it was a brilliant article.
Yes, it was. Though I thought it was a pity it didn't tell us as much as it might have done about the less pleasant sides of being in space. I can't believe that it's always straightforward, that all they do is admire the views and carry out lots of groundbreaking scientific research. There must be some low points, even if it's only being irritated by some annoying habit of a fellow crew member, or getting fed up with the same old food.
Well, we could always try to do a bit more research into that sort of area, if you like, Tom. I wondered even if Ellen Ochoa's experiences might make a topic for that science coursework we've got to do next term. Or, you know, we could see what we could learn about everyone who's gone into space, from Yuri Gagarin to the present day.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I was quite keen to do something on the funding of space research. Anyway, I suppose we could bear it in mind. But what I do fancy doing is going to a series of lectures I've seen advertised on astronauts and how they're portrayed in the cinema and in books.
Wow, that sounds brilliant. Do you mind if I come along too?
Of course not, Bella. It'd be good to do it together.
Cool.
Now listen again.
That was a really interesting article the tutor recommended about Ellen Ochoa, wasn't it, Bella?
It certainly was, Tom. I used to dream of going into space when I was a kid. though I know now I wouldn't be the right kind of person for the job.
But surely they need all sorts of different types of people.
I'm not sure about that. I'd get too panicky if there were problems, I think. Anyway, I found it particularly interesting to read about a space woman. There aren't too many of those around.
You're right there.
Anyway, I'm sure they'd be just as able as men to cope with all the challenges of the job. The article certainly suggests that Ellen was something special, the way she defied all the odds in her determination to do what she'd wanted to do ever since she was small. What I liked best were the sections which quoted her. I thought she was amazingly good at conveying what it was like to go into space.
True. And she's also obviously a very talented scientist.
Yes, she did amazing work. And I think she sounds as if she must have been a wonderful colleague for the others in her team.
Absolutely, Bella. I also found the article interesting in what it said about the requirements for becoming an astronaut. I knew you'd have to have done loads of flight hours as an ordinary aircraft pilot, of course. And I suppose it's not that surprising they want people who are good at sport and who aren't either too small or too tall.
Well, I was surprised, Tom, that being shorter than the average was not acceptable. I wouldn't have expected that to be an issue. But I never imagined that you needed to have a postgraduate degree. I don't think I even realised you had to be a graduate.
Me neither. I never imagined that. Anyway, she does have an interesting life, doesn't she?
Yes, Tom, I know. Imagine walking in space and having to work inside and outside the capsule when you're weightless.
Yes, that must be extraordinary. For me, I think the most interesting bit would be having to deal with all the little unexpected problems that arise. Having to sort things out within your little team. That must be amazing.
Yes, it must. But I was particularly intrigued by her account of the role she sometimes has as one of the people on Earth who are in control of the mission. You know, when she helps them communicate with other astronauts in space. I thought that sounded really fascinating. Being the one person present on the ground who really understands what life is like for the space crew. She must be able to make things go much more smoothly. Anyway, all in all, I thought it was a brilliant article.
Yes, it was. Though I thought it was a pity it didn't tell us as much as it might have done about the less pleasant sides of being in space. I can't believe that it's always straightforward, that all they do is admire the views and carry out lots of groundbreaking scientific research. There must be some low points, even if it's only being irritated by some annoying habit of a fellow crew member, or getting fed up with the same old food.
Well, we could always try to do a bit more research into that sort of area, if you like, Tom. I wondered even if Ellen Ochoa's experiences might make a topic for that science coursework we've got to do next term. Or, you know, we could see what we could learn about everyone who's gone into space, from Yuri Gagarin to the present day.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I was quite keen to do something on the funding of space research. Anyway, I suppose we could bear it in mind. But what I do fancy doing is going to a series of lectures I've seen advertised on astronauts and how they're portrayed in the cinema and in books.
Wow, that sounds brilliant. Do you mind if I come along too?
Of course not, Bella. It'd be good to do it together.